Krisos, Perek Beis, Mishnah 2:5. So here the Mishnah is going to define what the Shivcha, that the Shivcha Harufa is. What's the case? Now, I've said a few times already in passing, we're talking about, and this is the Halacha, that it's a woman who is a half Shivcha Kananis, a half slave girl who's not Jewish, and a half regular Jewish girl. So how could that come to be? So a situation is something like this, where a woman is initially owned by a pair of Jews as a Shivcha Kananis, so she's entirely a slave girl. But then one of the two Jews frees her. So that means that this girl is now half free and half slave. Who could such a girl be committed to, in the lucid term I'll call married to, connected to? So the answer is, if she were entirely a Shivcha Kananis, so then she could be paired up with also a non-Jewish slave man. Okay, so that's a Eved Kanani, a regular non-Jewish slave, that they could be together. If she were a free girl, she could marry a regular Jew. But a regular Jew can't marry a Shivcha Kananis, and a free Jewish girl can't marry an Eved Kanani. So this girl, being half and half, can marry neither. The half for which is Jewish can't marry the Eved Kanani, the half for which is Shivcha can't marry the regular Jew. So she's sort of stuck. But there is one Jew who could marry her, and that is the Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri, he's fully Jewish in every sense. He essentially got into debtor's prison, okay? And he's serving for 6 years his Jewish master. Now, there's a special din. Although that person is Jewish in every sense of the word, there's one sort of exception based, other than the usual rules of mitzvahs that apply to him, which he's permitted, under certain circumstances, to be paired up, I don't know what the word is, it's called married, loosely speaking, to a Shivcha Kananis. Okay, so this guy is a regular Jew, and therefore he could marry both a regular Jewish girl and a Shivcha Kananis. And since this girl in particular is half-half, the only person who can marry her is this Eved Ivri. Now, that marriage is not really a marriage in the normal sense, because a girl who's a Shivcha Kananis isn't eligible for marriage and Kedushin, but half her is eligible. Okay, so the Torah speaks about the following scenario in the context of the mitzvah of the Asham Shivcha Rufa. The pasuk says, "V'ish ki yishkov es isha," a man who sleeps with her, "V'hi Shivcha," and she's a Shivcha, "necherefes la'ish." The word necherefes is very unusual. Rush says this is a one of a kind word, and it means committed to or connected to. We can't say married to or something like that because Kedushin isn't Tosa, but she's connected to a man. Okay, and you know the context. I'm explaining it now. V'hafdei lo niftasa. And literally translates as, she's been freed. She's not been freed. She's been released, but not been released. So, which one is it? It's ambiguous. Lo yumsu, if someone has like an affair with this kind of half-married woman, partially married, nechrefis woman, lo yumsu, they aren't killed, ki lo chupasha, because she hasn't been freed. Okay, so now, there's two strange things here in this pasuk, and that's what this mishnah is going to revolve around. The first is, it says, havdelov niftasa, she's been released, not been released, so that it's talking about both sides of the same mouth, which one is it? Is she released or not released? And second of all, we repeat that she's lo chupasha, which is a little strange, she's not free. So, based on that, we have essentially three opinions on what's going on here in the Mishnah. The first is, says the Mishnah, Ezui Shivcha, what defined the Shivcha for one for whom one might be liable, the Asham Shivcha Kananis? Kol Shechetzia Shivcha v'chetzia Baschorin. We're talking about a woman who's half free and half slave, like I described before. Shinemar, how do we see that's the case? Because the Pasuk says, V'haf dei lo niftasa. She's been released, she's not been released. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, this is the case. The Mishnah says she isn't because she half is and half isn't. Now, that's the din. However, Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, disagrees. He says, Zuhi Shivcha Vadais. The case of the Shivcha that we're talking about that brings the Shivcha that for which one might be liable to the special Asham is just a regular old-fashioned Shivcha. A woman who is, you know, she's not Jewish at all, and she has this Eved Kanani, whatever he is, you know, she's like sort of married to him. So that woman is like sort of connected, and someone who sleeps with her is liable to the, says Rabbi Shmuel, to the mitzvah of the of the Asham Shivcha, Shivcha Rufa. So why does Rabbi Shmuel say that? Because Rabbi Shmuel's general principle, which is that the Torah speaks B'lashem B'nei Adam, it speaks in the way people spoke back then, and a repetition of a word like Vavdela Niftasa, there's nothing to be made of that. It means she certainly hasn't been redeemed. She's totally owned by her owner. And that's normal for the Torah to say like that. Nothing to be made of the fact that it says, if you translate literally, released, not released. I mean, she's certainly not been released. You've seen that before, and that's Rabbi Shmuel says, no big deal. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, listen, I agree with you, Rabbi Shmuel, that in general, the Torah speaks in Lashon B'nei Adam, and it speaks this kefal Lashon, this repeating expressions, there's nothing to be made of it. I agree with that. However, you have a problem in this particular pasuk, because in this particular pasuk, it ends by saying that she was kilo chupasha, because she wasn't free. Now, why would we bother mentioning she wasn't free? Every all the rayas are not free. If already havdila niftasa means she wasn't free, it's why would we repeat ourselves and say she's not free? It must be that in this particular case, havdila niftasa is the something made of it. It means she's only half freed, but she's not fully free. And that's the mission is coming to, that's the pasuk is coming to say. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. So he says, Rabbi Yishmael, I'm responding to you. Normally you're right, I agree with you that there's nothing to be made of this double lashon, but in this case there is something to be made of it, because kol harayos mufurashos, all the other forbidden unions, they're explicitly referring to benos choren. We're talking about regular free girls, not slave girls. So what is left here, especially since our Torah went out the way to say this particular case she wasn't freed, despite the fact she is like v'havdila niftasa. So Mashir, what's left to come to exclude? Ein lanu ela shechetzia shifcha v'chetzia bas choren. It must be this weird case, and that's what, that she's half freed and half released, and that's what the Torah had to repeat itself and say, that this particular girl hasn't been freed fully, and therefore one's liable to this unusual situation of the Asham Shifcha Charufa. Like I said before, the halacha follows like Rabbi Kiva, and it really like Elazar ben Azariah, that she's the half free and half slave girl.